Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with your news briefing. The Queensland Government's second housing roundtable has finished, with the Premier proposing to limit rental increases to once annually, extend the immediate housing response package for another year, as well as unlock 5,600 lots in Ripley Valley. Treasurer Cameron Dick says they'll also enact tax concessions to incentivise the construction of more build-to-rent projects.
A 50% discount on land tax payable for up to 20 years. Secondly, a full exemption for the 2% foreign investor land tax surcharge for up to 20 years. Finally, a full exemption from the 7% additional foreign acquirer duty for the future transfer of a build-to-rent site.
Gold Coast Police are continuing to probe the sudden death of a woman in Tjugan this morning. Authorities believe she entered a duplex around 1:30 a.m. and was restrained by the residents and later found unresponsive by police. Detective Inspector Chris Ahern is appealing to the public to come forward with info.
Who was in the area of Partridge Place, Tjugan, between midnight and about 1:40 a.m. this morning, who might have heard any disturbances or indeed seen a woman on foot walking the streets in that area, to please come forward.
And GC cops are also investigating the assault of a 17-year-old in Palm Beach this morning. It's understood she was running along the Pirate Park walking track when a man attempted to grab her twice. The Dolphins have a new halves pairing for Saturday night's clash with the Dragons. Anthony Milford slides into the halfback role to partner returning 5'8" Isaiah Katoa. Hooker Jeremy Marshall-King has served his suspension and has been recalled, while the unbeaten Broncos take an unchanged 17 into their round 5 matchup with the winless Tigers. Back rower Jordan Rickey will line up in his 50th NRL game and expects their opponents to come out firing.
These guys have got great players all around the park, and they've got good impact players coming off the bench too.